Hi, it's Sam Downey here. I'm at Twestival in Bristol. That's Brist Twestival on Twitter. And I'm here speaking to Angela, Angels Ems from a lovely charity called Rainbow Children in Bristol and the Rainbow Centre in Bristol. And so, hello.
Hello. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm good. Tell me about your charity.
The Rainbow Centre is a charity for children and families from Bristol and the surrounding area who are affected by bereavement or a life-threatening illness. So that's any family where a child or a parent has died or is likely to die before a child reaches the age of 18. And that can be for any reason. So the main reason we see families is probably death or illness due to cancer, but it could also be a heart attack, a road traffic accident, suicide or murder. Really any reason at all.
And how long have you been going on for?
We've been going under various guises for 25 years now. We're currently based in a house in Lilymead Avenue on the Knoll Totterdown area of Bristol. We look like any of the other houses in the street, because that means that we're really safe, warm and welcoming for our families who come to us, and they really value that atmosphere in the house for our therapies.
That's great. So if people want to find out information about Rainbow Centre, do you have a website? Are you on Twitter?
We're on Twitter as at Rainbow Centre. We also have a website, which is www.rainbowcentre.org.uk. And we're on Facebook as well.
Okay. We're here at Twestival. Is this your first Twitter festival appearance?
It is. I became aware of Twitter festivals about 2 years ago when I first started tweeting, but sadly I've been away from Bristol the last 2 years, so I've been unable to come. So it was great that we were chosen as the charity for Twestival Local. We've already seen our followers grow by over 20% since we've been nominated. It's a great way of communicating with people about our work, about our fundraising, and gives people the opportunity to support us in a way that isn't always financial, but just helping raise awareness of the organisation.
Okay, so let's remind listeners about where they can find you on Twitter.
At Rainbow Centre. So RAIMBOWCENTRE.
Okay, at Rainbow Centre on Twitter. And you'll find Brist Festival at BRISTWESTIVAL. That's on Twitter. You'll find all the tweets. Also, you'll find this audio booth there and plenty of photos from the night. And Rainbow Centre is a really great, fantastic cause in Bristol. So why don't you, the listener, why don't you come down to Bristol and find out all about the charity, make contact with them. RainbowCentre.org.uk is their website. And go there, support the charity. So we hope to raise a lot of money tonight at Brist Festival.
I hope so too, but anything that's raised makes a real difference to our work, because we depend entirely on voluntary donations for our existence. Every £30 we raise tonight will provide a therapy session for a child or their parents, but even £5 helps pay for teas and coffees at the centre for a week, and which helps put all our clients at ease and makes them feel much more comfortable before they even start their therapy sessions. So I'm really grateful for everybody for their support. Thank you really very much.
Thank you, Angela, for talking to me, and hope you enjoy the evening.
I hope so too. Thank you. Thanks, Sam.
Okay, this is Sam Downey signing off from the Brist Festival event in Bristol. You find me at Sam Downey on Twitter, SAMDOWNIE. Thanks for listening.